these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go! And stay out of the world's work.
What's happening?
Man! Shut it!
Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Pabst Blue Ribbon!
I just said that today.
Did you really?
Yeah. God. At the swap meet.
Ooh!
Or should I say the white trash Olympics.
When has it not been, though, really?
Twice yearly.
Twice yearly?
Yeah.
Is it really bi-yearly?
It's spring and fall, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they dragged that crap out towards you.
Anyway, hi everybody, it's the Aristocrats, myspace.com/aristocratsradio if you want to contact us and how.
Leave comments.
All right, Vaughn, we'll get into that in a little
bit. Calm down.
Is that site updated yet?
No. My site is not updated yet.
Good.
We have a website?
Yeah. Aristocratsradio.com.
I got a computer now.
Do you really?
Still.
Dial up.
No, I moved into broadband.
Hang on a second. Hold the phone. I'm Derek. With me as always, Craig, Snail Man Yawn, and Webmaster Matt.
Uh-huh.
Me and Matt are the funniest.
Apparently.
So, Craig, you got
broadband? Verizon broadband now.
Verizon, huh?
Yeah. It's through AOL. It's like still.
Now, Derek used to have it.
$14 a month.
I did.
So it's that.
Yeah, it's not as good as cable, but it's cheaper.
No, it's not, but I'm not fucking spending $90 a month for...
Holy shit.
Well, I don't think anyone's spending $90 a month.
Whatever it is, I don't have cable. I got DirecTV now, so it's...
Ah, they charge you more if you're not a Comcast subscriber?
It's like
subscriber.
An extra $20 or something.
Yeah, it would probably be something like that, and...
That's
fuck
not
Comcast.
Gay. Fuck them hard.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm promoting...
Verizon? They're not even a sponsor.
Yeah, so, we have sponsors.
White trash.
Consumerism.
White trash.
Yeah, it was
Fest
awful. The worst 06? Thing I've ever seen in my life would be the spot that I stayed at after we were done with it.
How much garbage and human
about like
excrement did
100,
you leave?
120 or so bottle caps.
Wow. A
couple cartons of cigarettes strewn about.
Cigarettes? When do you smoke cigarettes?
I don't smoke, but like one guy said he smoked like 5 packs of cigarettes yesterday.
That is a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cancer.
Yeah, he smoked like 5 packs and they're all on the ground somewhere. Plates, cups, plastic forks.
And does everybody leave a mess or is it just
you? Some people clean up, but
yeah.
What the fuck, man? I'm paying $86 for like the whole weekend or whatever it was.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
I'm not going to clean up after myself.
Well, like, we put most of the stuff in, like, a garbage bag, but, like, towards the end, or, like, if you're somewhere else, not near the garbage can, or just throw it wherever.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't going to be walking around the place barefoot, so I...
I hope not, unless you want to catch
barefoot
something.
And pregnant.
It didn't really matter. We made an outhouse.
Atta.
Cardboard box.
Oh, nice.
A large refrigerator box.
Awesome.
Cut out the door so you can open it and put a little half moon in there.
So you made a urine.
And
I
had a 5-gallon Poland spring bucket or like the water thing with a funnel going
off
into it.
Oh, funnel?
Yeah.
Didn't even. Why don't you just cut the top off?
Well, it's easier.
Why bring in the funnel?
I don't know.
Sure, so,
well, like
knives.
The handle there. It, like you cut off the top, they will make the handle a little wobbly, and you.
Yeah, you don't want to be
yeah.
covered in shit.
Plus, you can get more piss in there that way.
It's true. It's true.
So I think we had about
I doubt you guys were picking it up and emptying it. I'm sure you just left it there.
Well, we
it.
Had to pick it up and empty it last night.
Oh.
Because it's a little full.
More piss by volume.
So we did 5 gallons of piss in 13, 14 hours. Ugh. And it was another halfway there today.
Where do you guys shit?
Well, we shit in the grandstands, like the bathrooms there. They were cleaned.
Oh, yeah?
The right conventional toilets.
I'm sure
and
they're
commodes.
Lovely.
Yeah. Oh.
Bad.
I shit bad.
You're one of those guys. You're the
shit.
Reason people don't use those bathrooms.
I shit ugly. Oh. It was
holy crap.
Bad. But, we dragged the couch. It had the recliners on the ends.
And you put them in the back of a truck.
We actually made out pretty good. We had a box truck this year. Somebody somehow got one. So we had the box truck and we had another comfortable, easy chair almost or whatever with an ottoman. We had that too. And we brought the whole living room set. You know, if somebody was throwing it out and we found it, we brought it and destroyed it and
peed on it.
No, we didn't. Well, yeah, we did actually. At the end, somebody dumped the rest of the Poland Spring on there.
Oh, no.
Cool.
The English Town Springs on there.
English Town.
We had a fire last night, and we usually have a fire, like a little campfire.
A controlled fire.
Oh. Yeah, sure.
Well, you say it like
a controlled fire, meaning it was in a rim.
Yeah.
And we broke up a pallet and we were putting stuff in there. But when we do that, that means we destroy plastic stuff, throw it in there, and make it turn into the Crown Tire fire. And people, half a mile away, come over and is this place on fire? No, it's just that thing over there.
No, it's just that.
This F-15-inch disc belching out smoke. It's pretty fun, though. But
yeah,
not
it just
really.
Kind of ruined the environment for a couple days.
Hey, whatever. It came from the environment. It's going to go back there.
It's only twice a year.
I know. I mean, if it was every weekend, it would be a problem. But
who barfed?
Nobody barfed.
Really?
Surprisingly. Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like a lame toy.
You go through stages. You get drunk, you sober up, you get drunk again, you get full. A lot of food.
A lot of good food?
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah? Decent?
Yeah, with burgers, dogs, a couple of number oils. It was fun. Delicious.
Obviously, this is probably going to be our best show ever.
I hope it is.
I believe it.
Started off terrific.
I believe it will be.
I got no prep. I got no news.
I got no prep. I'm running out of dough. What's the problem?
It's a real slow news day.
Whatever I say.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, the stuff. There's nothing there.
Sunday.
Well, didn't somebody just say Osama bin Laden's dead?
Yesterday it was announced that he died of typhoid.
By
a French paper. So
you can't believe
really
it.
What French? So we can't really believe
it. The French can't even write.
They probably just said that to make fun of us.
Yeah, I wish.
And then this morning they said they couldn't. Nobody could confirm that. It was just, you know.
Well, it's going to be hard to confirm it unless we get a body. So.
Well, how'd they even find out? Who told them?
I don't know.
Osama's doctor.
A little birdie.
A little birdie.
Named Osama
bin Laden.
You good old UBL.
UB. I say OBL.
Obel.
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 Good old Obel.
Good old Obel.
From
Bring Back Sheriff.
From Battle Creek, Pakistan.
So we've been gone for a month and we have nothing to talk about.
No, still.
What happened
anything.
In the past month?
It sucks to try to cover stuff that happened weeks ago. Nobody cares.
Nothing happened in the news.
Well,
Steve Irwin died.
Steve Irwin has
I
been
said
dead.
Nothing happened in the news.
That didn't break your
heart. You
didn't
hear me?
That didn't
I didn't really care.
Put a barb through your heart?
it just put a poisonous barb through my heart.
I was going to suggest to Barbara to change her MySpace name to
what?
Stingray Barb.
Stinger? Sting Barb?
It's a little inside, Matt. Nobody knows who Barbara is.
Doesn't matter. Her name is Barbara.
Okay.
It's universal.
Barb. Yeah.
That right there is funny.
That's a good female wrestler name. Stingray Barb. Yep.
I like it.
How about the Dead Australian? Is that a good wrestling name?
The Down Undertaker?
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Okay, come on.
Derek pushed away the mic. He's over with. He's hitting the keyboard now.
Look at this one.
Hand
Matt's
over
on the,
his face.
On the floor.
Matt's going to hit the floor in about...
like 2 minutes.
Oh, the headphones are off.
Headphones are off, Matt.
Wait for the noise to be heard when he drops his microphone.
Best show ever.
I don't know
what
it's
The That's Down awesome. Undertaker. And his manager, Paul Hogan Bearer. It's not even funny.
Paul Hogan Bearer.
Let's go to break.
Already?
He's dying.
I can ride this out. I'm good.
Got the headset back on.
I'm good.
Wipe away the tears. I'm actually crying.
Wipe away the tears, guys.
Oh, come on.
My fucking stomach is killing me.
I'm going to puke. Ouch.
I know it's not funny, but
I
maybe the Tampa
myself.
Bay Devil Rays
I think something is wrong.
be called the Tampa Bay Death Rays.
Oh. All right. Thank you for killing that, Craig. I thought it was never going to stop
how
laughing.
How about the,
Craig saves the day.
The Tampa Bay Steve Irwin Killers.
Oh, I don't get it.
All right.
Yeah, it's baseball.
I don't watch baseball. I watch
exactly.
Wrestling. Oh.
Anything else? Matt, anything? Right.
We can cut that out.
No, no,
what
no,
else?
No.
That's just gold.
That was like 4 minutes. Holy shit.
He's
okay.
Cutting.
Well, what did Craig say? The
Paul,
dead. The, no,
Paul
no.
Paul Hogan Bear.
Well, Paul Hogan Bear was good. No, to set that up, though. The dead Australian. New wrestler, the dead Australian.
Yeah.
Okay. That I was
just. Yeah. Trying to back. Yeah.
That was the setup.
The Down Undertaker. Oh.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. And I was more laughing because only me and Matt were laughing.
Yeah, that's
it was funny. I'm laughing,
exactly.
He's laughing. I look over at Carly, she's shaking her beer, and you guys are just staring at us, looking at each other like
Derek and I were going through the exact same thing.
The
sweating,
exact same
the crying and the stomach hurting.
I know. I think I just lost like 2 pounds.
Ooh, that's a workout.
Oh, that was a workout. So Steve Irwin's dead.
Pretty much.
Oh, anybody else die?
Crikey.
I could imagine when he got some of his heart like.
Didn't we talk about him being dead?
No,
he
died.
We haven't
been on
like
the air.
No, that happened within the last
two
wait,
shows. No, that was something
who
else.
Who else died?
Well, I don't know.
No. Who did we talk about last that died?
I think Bruno Kirby was the last guy we talked about, but that show never aired. That show never aired. It's in the annal.
It's in the lost annals of history.
That's it.
It's in the archives.
Yeah.
Secrets.
Of a many show that will never be aired.
That, holy shit.
You want to take a break so you can get him to walk around?
He's dizzy, I bet you. You're dizzy, aren't you?
Yeah.
I am too.
Well,
your eyes are all light.
Uh-huh.
And,
no stars.
I haven't been the same since yesterday, and Carly can vouch for me.
What happened
yesterday?
We went to a little restaurant down Monmouth Beach. And
what restaurant?
I don't want to,
What kind of food?
Seafoodish.
Uh-huh.
But not really. Kind of steakhouse seafoody.
Alrighty.
Anyway, so me and my father decided to split a thing of steamers.
Oh,
so we get
delicious.
Them in there. I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day. I just dig in. I'm just eating and eating and eating. And my father goes, "Isn't there a weird? Who's breathing in the mic?"
None
Maybe
of us are
me.
Breathing. We're all dead.
Maybe it was me. It was me.
Who keeps breathing in my mic?
Who keeps breathing in my guys?
I'm having a hard time here. Anyway, so he says, "Don't these like have like a weird aftertaste?" And I'm like, "Yeah, they do."
I no,
I
haven't
was the
taste.
Butter. And I'm smelling them. I'm like, they smell like horse manure. They were like bad clams, like really bad. Oh, Carly, man. How bad did they smell?
They smelled like horse shit.
They smelled like livestock.
Uh-huh.
like livestock.
What?
Nothing. Go. I was telling him where you went.
Oh, would you have pictures? Oh.
Yes.
Okay,
you.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, though.
Anyway, so, yeah, I come home, I get a pit in my stomach, and...
Oh.
Yeah, basically, like...
Touch of the bad meat in the can.
I was... Yeah, I was bad. I was gonzo. Carly had to go
both ways.
Were you getting in from both ends?
I almost could have turned nothing that into came a out. Gay joke there.
Oh, you were just writhing?
I was lying in bed holding everything in. Ugh. She went to the store, got me Pepto-Bismol and some ginger
She's
ale.
So good.
The best.
Oh, you really took your time, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And so I had the Pepto and I...
Really
I,
took your time, huh?
I woke up 3 hours later and I was fine. But ever man. Since then, I've been like really weird, like spacey.
It eats away your brain.
I think it did. Bad clams.
Ooh.
Steamed. Smelled just it, like livestock.
The steamer steamed your brain.
I think they did.
Livestock, huh?
And then I remember, this month has an R in it. You can't eat steamers with months that have an R.
Why?
I thought it ends in it has
an R. Or
it
has
y.
an R.
Yeah.
If the month has an R in it, you shouldn't eat steamers.
What's the reason for that?
Because that's when they're good, when the month doesn't have an R in it.
It's called okay. the old wives' tale theory.
No, it's not, because this is the first month with an R in it, and I almost died last night.
What?
Let's take a break.
Maybe you would have puked if you...
Why don't you make some more or less than funny comments with no confidence followed by nervous laughter which bring about no reaction from the others? Then you can repeat yourself until you get acknowledged. I'm sure nobody knew where you were going with your whole, I want to lick condiments off cheerleaders, deal you had to try and sneak him 3 times in the last show. Your stick is best when describing gay friends and gay clubs and you should probably relegate yourself today.
Did you say relegate yourself to gay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you didn't... Yeah, that wasn't the whole thing, though, was it?
That was most of it.
Yeah.
Most of what?
Oh. Who were we?
What was it?
What?
Yeah, we...
Huh?
What was that all about? Was that Erictron?
That was Erictron reading very controversial message
a
left
beautiful
on our,
little comment.
Our MySpace page that just got Vaughn up and dizzy.
I really didn't actually bother me.
What do you mean it didn't? You sat there the whole first break moping.
What?
And trying not to talk.
No, I didn't. I had nothing to say. You guys went into the whole stupid thing about the
wait
down Undertaker.
Wait a minute.
Oh, that was okay. Down wait Undertaker.
All right, come on.
Finally have nothing to say. But what stopped you before?
I don't know. I really don't know. I just kind of got engulfed in the moment of laughter here. I don't.
So yeah. you're gonna buy it? Yeah, buy. You're gonna buy a
wow! Fuck you! Suck. You suck!
Are you going to buy a ticket to the Japanese?
Yes, to Japan and fight this guy or what?
Hey.
I think you'd take him.
Where am I, Yui Bolt?
Looks like a pretty.
I don't think
weenie.
He's much bigger than What's that guy's name?
Carly?
Takamichinoku.
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 And I'm the one that should be shutting up.
Japan.
I told you that the clams made me sick.
Yeah.
I got the clam fever.
And what's the only prescription?
More clams.
More clams.
Oh. Yeah, great. That song's done. Yeah.
Wow, we have a listener, right?
Besides me and Matt, we have one other listener.
A listener.
I'd call him more a stalker.
Yes. A little bit. It's a little scary.
I think so. I'm a little afraid.
I'm a little worried about that, like, 10,000 miles between us.
Besides the comments.
He's too close. With his interweb thing, he's in my back door.
Interweb?
Interweb.
He's right there.
Oh, Craig, you just don't understand, do you?
MySpace.com/aristocratCraig.
I don't.
Craig.
No, I know. Oh, yeah, MySpace.com/aristocratCraig.
Yeah, I could use another friend, that other guy.
What do you got, two guys?
Three, four.
I think Can you friend people yet?
I think I defriend myself.
I haven't started friending people because I tried to do it one day, and it was hard going back and forth.
Between that and
too
porn.
Complicated.
Yeah, well, I was only on for 8 minutes. Got to brush through shit.
So, I mean, anything you want to say or any retaliation?
Anything in defense?
I don't know. He railed you pretty good.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, he really thought that out.
I'll tell you what. I mean, this guy knows what he's talking about.
This guy knows radio. Or this guy fake, knows, cheesy internet.
This guy knows fake internet radio.
Yeah. That was a really good bash. And I left a little comment before, like, he left a comment. I was like, you know, I left a little funny, stupid comment.
Yeah.
And he totally lambasted
me.
Oh,
my God. Yeah.
He won. He baited you.
You threw a rock at him.
He just whipped out
an AK-47.
And just shot you in the junk.
Oh, he really did. He just shot your balls off.
Yeah, he gone. Did. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then he went back, and then he came back 2 minutes later and posted another one critiquing the whole show in general.
Well, I wonder what time it is over there.
It's like a day ahead.
No, is it really?
Yeah, they're like a day
ahead.
Wow,
it's like going into the future, right?
That's crazy.
Practically, yeah.
Damn.
They're probably like 18 hours ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally something like that.
Like if it was like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, it'd be like, you know, like late night.
Japan.
Well, I'll tell you, right now, it's...
Country of the future.
Like 4 o'clock in Baghdad.
Japan!
Wow.
So there was a mom that was jailed for letting her baby smoke dope.
Oh.
Oh.
A Montana mother who allowed her 18-month-old baby daughter inhale marijuana from a water pipe on several occasions, was properly convicted, but should not have to spend 5 years in jail, a U.S. appeals court ruled on Friday.
Of course not.
No, she should be killed.
Yeah, that's easier, honestly.
Seriously.
From the gallows.
5 years in jail or death.
Which one do you want?
Pick one.
So somebody's mommy.
So she remarked that smoking improved her daughter's appetite.
Oh, because the kid wasn't eating enough before.
I guess she wasn't eating munchies. Enough.
She had the colic.
Colicky baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's like that video we just saw with the lady farting on the dog.
That was good.
What was that about?
I don't know.
That girl's messed up.
But that was funny.
And you weren't here for that.
No.
We're on YouTube, and we're looking through like dog videos, like little funny dog videos.
Oh, let's find cute doggy videos. And then talk about it. That'd be great.
There's this girl who just like starts talking to the camera, and she turns around and farts in her chocolate lab's face.
And
the dog's just like kind of sitting there. Like,
not like a cute little toot. It was like a...
Yeah, it was like...
And the dog looks like completely ashamed.
And then she does it again. She's like, oh, I think he likes it.
She's totally euphoric when she's doing it, too. She's like completely out of her mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
She farted on a dog and felt the need to put it up online.
I thought it was funny.
She's like, oh, he went in for a sniff on that one.
Oh, he liked it.
I thought that was funny.
Why do these idiots... any of them. Mostly all of them. Broadcast this crap on like their webcam
because they like to
put Matt, it on. Don't you do that?
Like what?
Don't you broadcast stuff on YouTube?
Yeah, but
videos.
Farting on dogs.
Oh, no,
it's
no.
Not his 22 hours a day kind of thing.
Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, please try to find that again.
Put on cute puppy dog fart face.
That was funny though. I thought it was so like out there. It was like. All these cute little dog videos we're watching, all of a sudden, girl just farting in the dog's face. Like, the
here it is. Yeah, let's watch this.
Poor doggy.
Poor doggy. And the dog's just staring at her.
What'd you do?
Mommy, why did you do that? That's stinky.
Ugh.
You smell that? I think she likes it.
And there's another clip.
It would appear she wants another one.
Oh!
Oh, she totally went in for a sniff on that. Did you see that?
Oh.
You dirty little girl.
Oh my god.
Oh, wait, is there another one here?
Just go to the username.
Wait, what is this?
Yeah, poor teddy bear.
She farted.
Oh, wait. Oh, no.
Well, Mr. Teddy Bear, I don't think you've been punished enough.
Oh, my God.
For my ex's deeds.
What?
Nice little silent but deadly. Keep that stink in there.
Oh, no.
He's farting on things.
You're not going to be a happy camper, are you?
She's going to get murdered.
She's getting vengeance by farting on a teddy bear.
This is what I think about it.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
There you go. I'll let you snuggle up with that later tonight.
She's in her underwear,
wow.
That's right. The video is called Another Crazy Fart, Poor Teddy Bear, if you go on YouTube. What's her...
That wasn't a...
Go to her username, see if she's sitting in the videos.
That wasn't a bad body or anything there, but that's...
No.
It's a bad brain.
Where's her username on this?
Up on the top right.
Oh. Nitroglycerin is her username.
It's just a bad brain.
What is she? And, how many videos does she have?
Two.
Damn it.
With 11 subscribers. She just farts on stuff?
11 subscribers, and she has 2 farting videos.
When was that teddy bear video put up? Like, how many days ago?
6 months ago.
Damn it.
Oh, we're not getting
the
more.
The fire's gone.
Maybe not in her ass, but.
Taco Bell's still brewing. Mm.
Fuck.
And it's not even like little toots. It was like full. Yeah.
That last one was. I want to listen to that.
It was pretty funny. It was
that
a good
last
fart.
Fart was a.
And she's getting. And she's getting ass. God, that's
chicks
awesome.
Are nasty.
There you go.
Oh, what's the website? Girlsgonegross.com.
Sounds pretty funny.
Okay.
www. Might be something
here
there.
Here we go.
Hey, we need something to talk about.
www.derekdownloaded.com.
What do these three hot girls have in common? All three can fart and burp better than boys. Welcome to Girls Gone Gross.
Enter.
I don't even understand
Triple
this.
G.
Girls Gone Gross.
Got to get the token Asian in there.
This is girls farting and burping.
Okay. It doesn't have the same effect as the Italian girl.
Oh, is that a lighter?
Yeah.
She's lighting her farts.
Oh, no.
Farting on stuff.
There's an ass crack
you
there.
Know, it'd be pretty good if you actually hear these.
Yeah, there's no, like, videos or anything.
There's no oh, that's
that a big
cellulite ass cheek.
This is the second time we just kind of looked at weird porn. Oh, free sample.
I doubt it. It's going to ask you to install something,
big
probably.
Beauty cutie.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It's the exact same thing. Maybe she's crazy, too.
She's not doing anything. Oh!
Whoops-a-daisy.
You know, she's forcing that
God.
One.
God.
She shocked herself.
She sniffed it. She brought it up to herself and sniffed it.
She did the shovel.
So is this a new thing? This is porn now?
I think anything's porn now.
There's another sample there.
There was a girl drinking some burr.
Well, yeah. So this is what guys get off on now. Girls farting.
Being naked wasn't enough.
Having sex was too good, I guess.
Shoving eels in your asshole wasn't enough.
What?
What, you never seen videos like that?
What?
I wish I still had that DVD.
My heavens.
Where's my Mario sound effect?
Eel? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, come on, hit it.
Oh, well. Too late.
Yeah, too late. I didn't repeat it.
What
though.
Was that, Vaughn?
I love that. I didn't repeat it though, you douche.
I know, I'm bad at that.
Oh, yeah. Now somebody tipped you off.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Fuji
He's
tipped you off.
He's all self-conscious now.
I'm not... Fuck you.
Self-conscious.
Yeah, prick.
He's making sure he doesn't... He's making sure, like, the autism doesn't come out.
That's not autism. That's Bronx.
What is it?
It's the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
I hate you.
What?
Still. Hey, what's going on?
I don't know either.
I don't remember.
We got nothing today, huh?
No.
What the fuck was that?
Down Undertaker. Done.
See? See, that's what it should have been.
We should have just a little that chuckle.
Who knew it would be such gold?
It was.
That was.
Who knew this was going to be the best show we've ever done?
Apparently.
Who?
It was so
fucking
good.
Knew.
It was such a good 15 minutes that we can't even go on.
Can't top it.
We don't even have to go on.
We killed.
We shouldn't.
Just do like 8 minute. There you go.
Eight minute
final
show.
Up, bump, bump. There you go. That's show.
The shortest show ever. 8 minutes.
Let's go watch Beer Fest.
Hooray.
Fuck it.
Don't we have anything?
What?
Like, we're supposed to talk?
What's that?
Yeah.
About what?
What's that, that box down there, Derek?
Yeah, what about the helmet?
This?
What about your birthday present?
Ooh.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
He's why not?
Ashamed.
What'd you get?
You guys are gonna make fun of me.
What
I picked up a little gem I found at the swap meet.
Could you get it for
the Dingleberry sitting there. Next to me bought it for you, so what the hell are you
some
about?
Little black girl was selling her toys.
Oh, a black girl?
A black girl now?
I got it from a Negro.
It should be pretty good. You got it from a Negro. I saw some guy walking around with this and I was like, hey, wait, I should get this for somebody I care about.
Ready? He's asthmatic. It's too fast.
Somebody give him
he's just trying to clean his glasses.
Somebody give him a paper bag.
Yes, it is the ever famous talking Darth Vader helmet.
Helmet,
slash
mask,
voice changer,
and you look like Darth Vader.
Yeah, very, very poor voice changer, but kind of funny.
Yeah, well, it's I got what I paid for.
Yeah, $5.
$5.
$5.
Originally $2.48.
Well, I think that was after deep discounts.
Oh, yeah.
Deep discounts.
Nobody bought this crap.
Yeah, I bet you she didn't pay anything for it.
Yeah, I bet you they stole it. If I'm guessing anything, they stole it.
Why would she steal that, Craig?
Because everything there is... Why? Everything there is stolen.
I bet there was another black girl walking around selling them, and you just accidentally walked into this one.
Everything I've ever sold there was probably stolen, or anything else I ever sold was stolen.
You don't steal.
No, I borrow.
Can't get this back.
I borrow to sell at a later date.
Then I give the money back eventually.
To myself.
.com.
Oops.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Here's something I was thinking about.
It's something you wouldn't buy yourself, but I'm sure if you saw it, you would have bought yourself.
If I saw it for $3, I would have bought
it.
Yes. Need some more Coke,
Derek? Or $5. No, I was just making sure I didn't have any. It's kind of bitty, but I thought maybe this might be fun for at least you two. I was hanging out with a friend of mine and his wife, and I cracked the joke. It was a Pulp Fiction reference, and she said that she never saw Pulp Fiction.
Uh-huh.
And I got very angry at her. Because I feel like everyone at this point in time should have at least seen Pulp Fiction.
Or parts of it.
Or at least parts of it, or most of it. It's been. What kind of movies do you think people should have seen by now? What movies? I mean, there are movies that are just so classic that everyone has to have seen them. And if you haven't.
Back to the Future.
Okay, Back to the Future would be one of them. Everybody's seen it.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No, everyone's had to have seen that.
You had
thing.
To have seen that movie, yeah.
Not as big as Back to the Future.
No, Star Wars.
Star Wars?
The first one.
I'll say A Star Wars.
The first Star Wars.
I said what Star Wars?
They have movies now?
Shut up.
Oh, what's? I thought you said what, too. Carly, did you want to get in on this?
I said Jaws.
Jaws would be
Jaws.
One of them.
Jaws
I think,
is good.
And I think Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction, to some extent.
I think everyone should have eventually, if not TBS or something.
Yeah. Did you see TNN? Like 2 weeks ago, they showed them back to back.
Yeah. Like, what, Pulp Fiction and what?
Reservoir Dogs? Was it They showed Pulp Fiction during the week, and then they did the Kill Bill. They did like a whole weekend where they showed
Quentin.
Yeah, they did like all Quentin Tarantino movies like over the weekend.
Yeah,
like, for one weekend.
Beverly Hills Cop.
I never sat through the whole thing.
No. So, you know,
I used to watch that constantly when I was little. I don't know why.
48 Hours.
No, 48 Hours. Fuck 48 Hours.
No.
Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Ghostbusters.
Very
cult
good
classic.
Era. That would be... No, not cult. It's mainstream classic.
Is it mainstream?
I'd say so. Caddyshack.
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 Caddyshack everyone has seen.
Has seen, yes.
Yeah. Breakfast Club.
I've only seen it once, and I only saw it last year.
Really?
Yeah.
So when
I wanted to see
didn't
it.
Like it.
There's a lot of movies that I haven't seen that I wanted to see. Like,
yeah. Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Everyone's seen that. Which one, though? I think Temple of Doom the most.
Temple of Doom.
That's got to be the biggest.
It's the most referenced.
Raiders of the Lost.
Hmm.
What the hell's the last? The Last Crusade.
Yeah, Last Crusade.
That was that. I think that was the best one, though.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah,
with the Grail and everything. And
the Holy Grail. No, that's not the Holy Grail here.
No. Monty Python.
A Maiden Swallow.
Which Mighty Python movie though?
Holy Grail.
Yeah. Meaning of Life.
I think like three people have seen.
Meaning of Life. Holy Grail. I think everyone should have seen by now.
Yeah. And the other two.
Only
people.
Because of Comedy Central.
Yeah, they don't play it anymore.
They got a hold of the rights of that like 10 years ago, and they wouldn't stop playing it.
Yeah, they still.
No matter how much I begged them, they just would not stop.
Little Shop of Horrors,
Big Man on Campus. Remember
Big
that?
Man on Campus. That's another movie that
with the Hunchback.
Yeah,
yeah. That was
no. What is it? The Rodney Dangerfield movie, Back to Campus.
Back to school. Would you say Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah.
I think everyone should have seen that. Mm-hmm. But these are movies where if somebody hasn't seen them, you think they're weird.
Like yeah. Definitely like Pulp Fiction.
And they have no idea.
Like, absolutely. Say you do like a Jaws reference, and somebody goes, I never saw Jaws.
The Shining.
The Shining?
Mm.
Yeah.
Everyone's
it's
had
such a well-known
it.
Movie that...
Everyone knows the references, if they haven't seen it, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mirror. Okay. Mirror. Mirror. Godfather?
Yeah.
Godfather 1 and 2.
See, it's weird when you get into the rated R stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people growing up didn't watch it and just never really got a chance to. Mm. A lot of like family things like Back to the Future. Everyone's seen that because whatever.
Yeah. Well, everybody should have seen it.
What about Disney movies?
I was just going to say Disney movies, actually. But
Taxi Driver?
Never saw Taxi Driver.
Come on.
I never saw it.
I
have a lot of movies that I've never seen.
Yeah.
That I think I should have.
Spaceballs.
Bad Boy Bubby.
Oh, I own Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
Bad Boy Bubby. Everyone should see Bad Boy
Bubby.
It's a gem. Office Space.
Office Space, I think, is slowly becoming one of those movies that everyone's going to have seen in their lifetime.
Super Troopers?
No.
Clue.
Clue, everyone thinks that no one saw it, but
everyone
managed to have seen it.
Well, I know Carly just said it 2 minutes ago.
You're
what?
Not on my
she was walking by.
She said, no, when she was over there, she said Clue. I was like, well.
Yeah.
Sorry, can't hear.
Clue's one of those movies. I mean, I
it's
thought,
one of my favorite movies.
I know. I thought no one else ever saw it.
Right?
Really?
Until you meet other people and they're like, yeah, it's a Clue.
Million times.
I don't remember it coming out.
Yeah.
I don't remember it in theaters.
I'm
going to
go have sex with my wife.
Did you ever play
kids when that movie came out?
Did you ever play the, what's it called? The VHS version of it? Where you have to like go through a videotape and you play it on the game board.
What, the Clue one, you mean?
Yes.
What?
No.
No.
This guy Mike had it that we went to high school with, and I was just like, what is this? Because you literally put a VHS tape in and you play it and you watch it, and you have to like fast forward to different parts depending on what the outcome is.
Really?
Yeah. I've never seen anything like it before.
I had a wrestling game like that.
I had a horror game like that where you had to watch the tape.
Yeah.
And play it. Like, was it
well, it was more of like a Trivial Pursuit thing.
Okay. Yeah, I guess
you would
could
watch
be along those lines.
Yeah, you would watch like a wrestling clip. And it was all from like the 80s.
Yeah.
I think it came out when WrestleMania 3 came out.
Was it...
It was WWF. It was. I think it was just called WrestleMania. Board game or something.
Yeah.
And it had a VHS with it. You would watch
that.
Clips.
Did it have like Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan on the cover?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing the bear hug thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Had that. Sold that at a garage sale. I think I got like $20 for it.
Wow. So, Clue.
Clue is a good one. Carly, you can jump on somebody's mic.
You could just say
Poltergeist?
Poltergeist. Good one.
The Exorcist?
Poltergeist.
I never
saw that, really.
No?
Headstones, but you didn't move the bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exorcist is another one. Everybody should have seen it by now.
Yeah.
Especially when they re-released it a couple years in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
What, like 4 or 5 years ago they re-released?
Yes.
Yeah. Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Pork Park.
Yeah. I think any of the big, I mean, E.T.
E.T. Yeah.
I hated that movie.
I watched it as a kid and I'll never watch it again.
We were forced to see it as a kid
every
because all the parents watched it.
Yeah. Was on.
I
fucking hated that movie.
Christmas Story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Christmas Vacation or one of the vacations?
Yeah. Any vacation.
Well, particularly
Christmas Vacation.
No, not the Vegas one.
European one.
European.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
That Vegas Wally World, vacation was horrible.
Well, yeah, obviously. Ugh.
Well.
It was bothering me. They had different kids every movie.
I'm Nick Papagiorgio from Hume, Arizona. I'm in the computer business.
Raising Arizona.
Very good movie.
Yes.
Never saw it.
Stand By Me.
Okay. The Big Lebowski.
Big?
Everyone's seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, but I want it.
Really?
It's on my list.
What?
You ever saw Big Lebowski?
Neither have I.
Wow.
See, Big Lebowski I would put in the Pulp Fiction thing,
okay. Yeah.
Where it's not marketed to everybody, but everyone should see it. Because
yeah. Should be a film.
Oh, so is that what you're
seen?
Really going for here with this?
Yeah, well, yeah, these are all movies that everyone has seen, but I'm going for more, like,
okay.
I don't know.
Well, there's everyone
how
should,
could you have not
should
seen
have
these?
Seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone should have seen it, as in it's like, yeah, everybody's gotten around to see it, or everybody who hasn't seen it should see it because it's that good.
Yes. Not more like, hey, this movie, Jurassic Park, was shoved down everyone's throat so everyone saw it. More like, this movie is so good, how could you not have seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a Pulp Fiction. I mean, mm-hmm. Pulp Fiction changed the way cinema worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it did.
Well, you see, Reservoir Dogs is like that, too.
Reservoir Dogs, yeah. But not as popular as Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, because
it was almost a precursor.
But it's a great movie when you watch it.
I liked Reservoir Dogs better.
Movie.
Reservoir Dogs was really good.
A lot better.
That's what got me into it. I actually saw Reservoir Dogs first.
Yeah.
Before I saw Pulp Fiction.
I saw parts of it. I remember my parents rented it when it first came out. Was it like 95 or something?
Yeah.
American History X.
That's a lot of F-bombs.
Yeah, I was watching it and they were just like, I don't know if you should be watching this. I was like, all right.
Talking about that, like
14.
Talking about that, movies that you rent on your parents.
Oh, I know. She's had like 5 copies of American History X and everyone steals it on her.
Really?
Little Hitler.
That's another movie. Good movie. Everyone should see it.
The first movie my parents ever let me rent, like when I was like old enough to rent
Dawn
movies.
Of the Dead.
No, was the Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange.
Sat
yeah.
there
That's
with them.
One of those movies.
Sat
I've
there
never
with them
too,
and you know the whole
see.
First sequence, the whole like when
shut this off.
Yeah, like when
the
you know they
sequence.
When they no when they pan out and the girl's getting raped by the other gang.
That awfully long pan out scene.
Well, that whole pan out thing, and then they go to the abandoned building. The girl's about to get raped by the other gang. And they start going ape shit, beating the shit out of each other. Mm. My parents turned it off. They're like, no way. Who told you to rent this movie? I was like, I read the book the year
Billy
before, so
did.
I was like,
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I said that already.
Did you?
Yeah.
I can't hear anything
you
say.
Yuda.
We can't hear you.
That's a movie you should. That's a movie people should have seen by now.
Yeah.
First movie, one of the first movies I've ever rented was Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another one. Everyone should have seen that.
Yeah. Animal House.
Never saw Animal House.
What?
Really?
Really?
Exactly. Oh, come on! Wow.
Parts of it.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Money Pit.
Not the Tom Hanks one.
The Birds.
The Birds.
Because
there is a movie called The Birds, isn't there?
Yeah, it's Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
And then there's The Birds with...
I hate cul-de-sacs. There's only one way out. These people are strange. One of them came out today. It came with the frame. Oh, it came with the frame. Is that your girlfriend?
Oh, gee, what else?
Down and Out in Beverly
Hills.
They
killed Walter.
All right, now we're just getting crazy.
I am.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie.
Transformers, the movie.
Life changing.
G.I. Joe, the movie.
any show, the movie.
Ninja Turtles.
What was that, Carly?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I just said that.
I think everybody in our age
Rugrats,
range has
the movie.
Seen that movie.
Rugrats go to Paris.
Any cartoon, the movie.
Roger Rabbit.
Okay. Friend Roger Rabbit. Yeah. Okay. That's a good one.
How about Clerks? Is that a little too underground?
Yeah.
No. Did you see the friggin' pack of people that were there when we went to go see it?
But when Clerks
came out.
Yeah,
one town away.
I mean, I'm talking about by now.
In the next town over, they're really going apeshit.
We're having like 8 conversations.
What?
That's fine.
We'll let that gook over in...
What?
He's not a gook.
He's not a gook.
We'll let that nerd over in Japan...
That gookabee.
...figure out who's talking to what and if Vaughn's really masking over his opinions about stuff. See, he's laughing again, though.
he's our only fan. Let's not isolate him.
Yes, let's destroy
or alienate him.
Well, he's on the pedestal right now.
He depreciates. He really
cut his head off and shove it up his ass.
Maybe
Fuck
we could get him to
call
in, huh?
Whoa.
No.
From Japan? That'd be an awfully expensive phone call.
Was that a sodomy joke?
Was that about
dry humor out the window?
Conversation.
Yes. I'm not the only one getting that.
So, yeah, that's basically all what I was going for.
Okay. Cool. That was a good bit.
That was a good bit, right?
It killed 13 minutes. Bit. Or so.
Way to count the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
How about movies no one's ever seen that you feel like should have gotten more credit?
Or I got some movies.
Well, I know you do.
Yeah.
So all I do is watch movies.
Yeah, that's all you do is watch bad horror movies.
No, I watch a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Not just bad horror movies. A combination of bad and good horror movies.
Combination of bad and horror.
Borrar.
like High Tension. You guys ever see? You get to see
what?
That movie?
Yeah.
High Tension?
Wait, the Mel Brooks film?
No.
That's
no.
High Anxiety.
High Anxiety. No, it's a
French. That boy gets no tip.
It's a French horror film. It's pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, you can see, just gory as all hell. Yeah.
There's a movie with Ava Green.
Uh-huh.
I cannot remember what the hell the title is. The Dreamers, I want to say?
Yeah.
Everyone
the unrated
should see
one?
That movie.
You see it unrated?
Everyone should see it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's really good.
How about Spit on Your Grave?
Yes! Good movie.
Never saw.
Miss 45 is another one like that. Where it's
everyone should watch
revenge film.
Everyone should watch the first half hour of Bad Boy Bubby.
Oh, yeah.
First half hour? Okay. Well, yeah.
Well, that's where all the good stuff happens.
The first
well,
half
no,
hour
what about the prison
interest.
Sequence when he's stuck in the prison with the band playing as he's trying to get out of it?
Yeah, that was weird.
And he gets raped
I was
right
like
after that.
By then.
Whoa. Is that a homosexual reference?
Put the damn thing on again. Thank you. Should be a button on
Vaughn
your
Vaughn steers the topic gay.
I didn't. So
well, that's that. What he knows, and that's what he cares about.
Look.
Yeah, well, we're playing a game here, pal.
Your crane has came to you. How about I take your little boris?
No reason.
That was awesome.
Matt's been dying to have that thing play.
I just wanted it on the intro. I thought it fit.
Yeah, and I forgot to play.
If there was music playing in the background,
you could just say, like, Ukraine is weak, and that's
it. It fits perfect right there.
Yeah.
Anytime we bring up Ukraine, you got to play that.
So I guess the show's not getting broadcast, huh?
Broadcast the show.
Lot of editing.
Whatever.
Lot of not going to edit it at all.
Edit this.
Lot of sitting on my computer doing nothing.
Lots of going to save it and upload it.
Lot just going
and
right
and
to
not post it.
Yeah.
A lot of just going right to the trash.
Yeah.
It's not even recording.
I wish it wasn't.
Oh, I got to go.
And we have the studio mic on the toilet.
Super Troopers would be one of those ones I think everyone should see.
You ever see the second one they put out, Club Dread?
No.
Yeah. No? You
there's
should
one
see
before.
It. It's not bad.
They
yeah, there's
out
one they
about
put out.
College.
I don't remember. It's the
some
first
guy
film.
In college. It's. I never saw it, but I heard about it the other day.
Yeah.
No idea.
Well, we're watching Beer Fest after this, right?
Yeah, we should.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're gonna go and watch Beer Fest
Burr.
At the
whatever.
Movie theater.
Go to the movie theater and watch it.
Our local
just,
one.
You know what I just saw last week? I saw the Black Dahlia.
How was it?
Ugh, fucking.
I was gonna
terrible.
Go to see that.
It was terrible.
I didn't get a chance.
It was like it's this whole thing.
No, you
about
thought it was about Sting with the movie poster.
No, I didn't. I never even knew it was a movie until Steve said, "You want to go see the Black Dahlia?"
Oh,
tell you what, I got the IFC channel.
Yeah.
On.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Pretty. There's some good programs on there.
I
and the Sundance channel.
Yeah, Sundance channel is
pretty
okay.
good too.
IFC has
some
a
movies
lot of
you never get to see on regular, put out by like major.
How about that. Henry Rollins show, is that on IFC?
Yeah, it's on, but I never really watched it.
But he has good guests.
Yeah, but it's like weird times.
Yeah,
he's funny.
Did they have like, Dinosaur Jr. on that show at one time?
Who?
Dinosaur Jr.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, Daniel Johnston on it.
Oh, yeah, I saw the video for that.
Daniel Johnston.
Yeah. That was good.
Can we talk about some other shows I didn't see?
Wow.
But like they have movies with like, there's some pretty large players in them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They never
yeah,
really
yeah.
got much. Some of them are older, too. Or you can see where they got their start in movies, too.
Yeah.
Which is always fun.
I'd like to have the IFC. What do you got? Do you got the DirecTV?
I got DirecTV,
How
yeah.
was it? Good?
It's all right.
Yeah?
Eh.
Better
well,
than Comcast?
Yeah, it's better than Comcast, but, it, you know, it's still nothing on. You know,
You're
I,
still
I,
at the mercy of the
Yeah. I still channel. got the, like, the regular basic cable channels, per yeah. se. a couple extra ones, but like after that, you got to start like paying for shit.
Yeah.
And it just adds up real fast.
Mm. Looking here, number one movie, Jackass number two.
It's good. That's what I wanted to see.
It's very good.
Yeah. Is it? Of course, Vaughn is there.
So last night.
Well, he saw the ass was in the title, so he figured.
I was all over it.
Well, he saw there was
he
Jack.
He figured he'd get in first.
Jackass.
I got in there deep and hard. It was great. Hey, I got to laugh at him. Fuck off.
Say anyway. Laugh.
With no lube, all right?
I don't know. Should we use it for gay references or just bombing?
Bombing.
I was just going to go. There's enough gay references out of on every show for it to be used.
Yeah, we don't need it.
Gay.
You faggot.
All right.
So number one, Jackass. Number two,
Pole Smoker.
Jet Li's Fearless. What but is that? Is that Jet Li's last movie or something?
Who cares?
The last film, yeah.
I've never seen any of his movies, nor will I ever see one of his.
But they're nicely translated into English.
That's what here's one thing I'll tell you. These kung fu movies.
Kung fu movies are awesome. What are you talking about?
Yeah, some are good. Some.
Saw 3. They got a Saw 3 coming out?
Yeah. Halloween.
That's strange. I want to see Saw 2.
I got it right here. We can watch it.
Cool.
I saw.
I want to see
it's right in front
Saw
of me.
Also.
I want to also see Saw also.
Awesome.
That's weird that you said that. Right
like
in front
the
of me.
Can we hit that button, please?
Jet
Li
and a couple other ones. Like Jackie Chan sucks.
Oh,
you don't like Jackie Chan?
Like his
the new stuff.
Oh, come on, Rush
old
Hour
stuff.
Drunken
Rush,
Master.
Yeah, that's where it gets.
Never touch black man's radio.
Wild West one over there.
Are you
that
telling
was?
Me the
Wild
one
Wild
with
West? Drunken Master is a great film from the '70s. Of his
the old awesome. Stuff is the old stuff is great.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that the one with Jennifer Love Hewitt was not good?
There's one with
the
Jennifer
tuxedo.
Love Hewitt.
The tuxedo.
Oh, fuck that movie.
Horrible.
Oh, he gets magic Superman powers.
The,
from
yeah,
Secret
the
Agent
million,
Man.
$2 million tux.
Secret
or whatever
Asian Man.
Little Asian Man.
For the longest time, I really thought that was what the lyrics were when I was
Asian
little.
Man.
I thought it was
giving
Asian
you
man.
A number.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
You want the beef and the pork?
Well, that was our movie break. Why don't we take a
not
break
bad.
And come back and
why don't we take a break and
wrap
the
up the
show.
Yeah.
Good.
We heard it all in halls of pain. It wasn't good. There was a call, baggage claim. It wasn't good. She had a hunch. It wasn't lunch. It wasn't good. Spike into the punch, it wasn't good. Heaven's voice protect you. I am almost there. If your poison gets you, I will be on time. If you sink to madness, say a little prayer. If your poison gets you, I am down the line.
Aristocrat.
Radio.
MySpace.com/aristocratsradio. That's new Frank Black, by the way, so you're looking puzzled.
There's an old Frank Black?
Well, that's the new Frank Black album.
Oh.
I like this song. I like one other song. The rest of it kind of stinks.
Eh.
But I like this song. So we're back. We were just talking about what we were doing over this past
month.
3 years.
Month and
a
couple years.
Strangely enough, we apparently look at wrestlers' penises.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, the funny half of the show looks at wrestlers' penises. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't do it on purpose.
The unfunny couch doesn't.
You know, I think
the unfunny couch fantasizes about wrestlers' penises.
The comedy.
You know what?
The comedy
Bermuda Triangle over here doesn't.
I think maybe the futon is sucking the funny out of
it
you
could
guys.
Be.
Yeah, we'll sit
maybe one day you guys.
Well, Vaughn wasn't places. Funny when he was sitting over there.
Yeah, so. I've never been funny. Gay, fag, gay. Is that good enough for you there, you dumb Asian prick?
He's not Asian.
Not from Asia. Fucking white guy.
He just dates one.
Asshole.
Harshness.
You didn't have to move over there.
What?
Dick.
But, okay. No, I think we did the whole
We did the whole Uncut Hog thing before.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to be.
I was trying to think because I remember. Oh,
you know why? Because this is the we're talking about the show the kid likes.
You know, I can talk about.
He won't listen to it like 30 sometimes.
Well, yeah, let's just redo that show over and over again.
Douchebag.
What I can talk about, I mentioned I went to the Opie and Anthony thing, the traveling virus show. Uh-huh. I got in my buddy knew a state trooper.
Who knew a state trooper?
Yeah. Well, so we got lawn seeds.
But you
got to
stop doing that right
seeds.
Now.
Yeah, you really do.
You really have to.
You really do. Anyway.
God.
And, yeah, I listened to O&A, and the next day after, they were talking about how there was, like, a little bit of a hustle and bustle in the audience.
A brouhaha?
During Jim Norton's set. And there was, and it happened.
Where was that?
Right behind me.
It was
PNC Bank Card Center.
Oh, wow. No, so, I mean the hustle.
Oh, it was in the lawn seats with all the cheap
this boots. The urchins?
Yeah. Well, apparently what had happened was I was there with my buddy Steve, who's been on the show before, and his pregnant wife.
But you didn't know she was pregnant.
No, I did.
Oh,
that's why you threw her in front of you.
Well,
screaming
anyway,
let's
not get ahead of ourselves.
Don't hit me.
Loud.
Yeah, that was loud. Anyway, so well, we're all the way on the...
We're not funny. We got to be something.
Sorry. Well, all right. Focus. Focus.
What?
You guys have all been to the Art Center, right?
Yes.
You've seen the lawn seats. For those of you who haven't, it's basically just a big hill going down.
Yeah.
And at the bottom of the hill is a gate where it's as far as you can go without
paying. To keep the hillbillies out of the pace.
The Art Center is kind of like a big toilet.
It is. It just goes down. And at the base of the toilet, the very bottom,
it's like
the
ghettos,
go,
in a way.
Is the stage. Yeah.
Like
so we're up
Hitler's
top.
Ghettos.
Okay. We're up top. And we're as far down as you can go. We're on the gate, and it's kind of raining. It's kind of muddy. They say lawn seats, but it's really mud seats.
Mud seats.
It's all dirt because people have just been walking on it for years.
Looks
you're
like, not
it
sit.
Looks like Woodstock.
Apparently, a girl, little girl, not little girl, but tiny woman.
5-year-old.
Falls in the mud.
Rolls. Ooh, hot.
And she's there with her boyfriend. Apparently, four other guys thought it'd be really funny to just point and laugh at her and pour beer on her.
Well, I was with those guys until it was the pour beer on her.
Yeah.
I was with them.
Well, now I don't know if they poured beer. They said they didn't. She said they did. So her.
Maybe that was the tears coming out of her eyes.
There was like four of them, right? So her boyfriend, in a valiant effort, decides, hey, I'm going to take on these four guys at the top of a hill of mud. So the four guys basically just say, okay, fuck you. Beat that piss out of him. He's on the ground. They're kicking him in the mouth, kicking him in the gut. And when five guys are fighting at the top of a mud hill, there's only one place to go, and that's straight down very fast towards a pregnant lady.
That's hiding behind a pregnant woman.
alongside a gate.
Using
so
like
basically,
a shield.
Yeah, she was like a foot away from getting slammed. But I got slammed instead. And there's this poor guy at my feet. Getting kicked in the face. I got a couple renegade kicks to the shin. And nice. There was no security. It was dark out. It was late. It was the second to last act. The only security that was there came like 10 minutes later. And there was
you
just
guys
a fat
watching
guy with
a fight or something?
Yeah. And the kid who fought the four guys got arrested.
He got arrested?
Yeah, he got arrested.
Nice.
But
he did start the fight.
So that was the brouhaha.
That is Jersey law.
And, it was weird. It was kind of scary because then all these little tiny fights started breaking out around them.
The catalyst.
Yeah. One of the girlfriends of the four guys and the girlfriend that fell were fighting. And then there was like another guy who this girl just pushed and it was so muddy and slippery. He just fell. Oh. Like it was so embarrassing. She just gave him a little like, like get out of the way.
What is it?
And he just,
what is it?
Fell.
Is that the end of Blazing Saddles when they crash through the dancing sequence?
Yeah.
And he punches the director, and all the gays start to beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
See, I'm going
all the
back.
What?
There you go.
Yeah, the facts.
Let us get him, ladies. Yeah, no, just, they don't.
Did you just?
Yeah, the gays don't beat the shit out of.
Everybody went ape shit. Okay, sorry. Everybody went ape shit.
It turns into a big
other.
Fight.
And then they actually go into the
then
commissary.
And it turns into a pie fight.
And oddly enough, the girl who fell had a lemon meringue pie, and she threw it. And then ended up in the cafeteria.
How could he do such great
Hitler.
Stunts with such little feet?
Yeah.
We gotta end it on that.
And then we all went to the movie theater to watch how the end of it happened.
I think they're coming out of the scene. I think they are.
I think so. And I was cut out of the scene. So that's what happened. That was a while ago. It was a couple weeks ago, but that's what happened.
That was like the,
I thought that was interesting because we almost had a miscarriage at the opening anthem.
Almost.
Show.
Well, you're sitting there holding like a shield as you're running down the hill.
Well, I don't want to get hit by it. Who does?
I'm important, goddammit.
Well, it's like holding two people in front of you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was...
Operation Human Shield.
Yeah. It was a funny show, though. Yeah. It was good. Everybody did good.
Didn't the guy get, like, thrown over the railing, too?
No.
No, he just got huddled mass at the bottom there.
Yeah, it broke up. It broke itself up pretty quick.
Mm. Well, the guy was bleeding.
It happened pretty quick, yeah. Yeah, and then...
Get dragged out
with
tangles.
Like I said, security came, like, 10 minutes later with flashlights. Too little, too late.
He's sitting there bleeding.
Yeah.
They handcuff him to drag him away.
Dope he was. So,
who besides all the guys, everybody who performed, who do you think was, in your opinion?
Well, I don't care for Carlos Mencia, so he left during his set.
Is he the end? Right,
he was the last one. Mm. Opened up Rich Voss. He was good. He was the host.
Yeah.
Then it was Otto and George. Of course, they always kill.
Awesome.
Then it was Tracy Morgan. Didn't really care for Tracy Morgan.
I didn't know
much.
He did stand up.
He's I didn't either. And there's a reason why you don't. Man. Because he doesn't normally do it. And there's a reason why he doesn't normally do it. Because I don't think he's that good. Because he's black.
Well, it's not
because
he's black. It's because he's horrible.
Niggas ain't funny.
And I forgot who was on after him. But Patrice O'Neill was there. He killed. Bill Burr was okay. He was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Bob Saget, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone loved Bob Saget.
Yeah, it does.
Especially the song he sang about raping Kimmy Gibbler.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Involved?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You can't be serious.
You gotta find
I am.
You
I
have
want
to
them.
Find that.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Look it up when you get home.
You I'm can't bring it up now?
I'm not going to do it
no,
right
I'm
now.
I'm not going to do some other show's material.
We'll do it after the show.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize. Okay.
Well, it was an Opie and Anthony thing.
Oh, okay.
Whole thing.
Yeah, we're not trying to rip them off.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I got into that. It was a good time. That's all I got.
Funny.
Cool.
Anything you guys want to end on? Anything? Anything? No?
I think what Craig said last was the best.
What was that?
The niggers aren't funny?
No. Before that.
How could he
Yes, there. Go.
The stunts and the feet. Yeah.
How could he do such great stunts with such little feet?
Just ended like
no,
that.
I thought it was hands.
Oh, yeah, it was
feet.
Hands.
His feet. It just
with such little hands because he was down. Was it feet or hands?
Feet.
His hands are small.
Morning. No, I think
I
it was feet.
This morning.
It was on Turner.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was on like AMC or TMC or one of them.
Let's get them, girls.
Yeah. That's all I saw was the very ending.
Hit it, boys.
Oh, God.
Alrighty. He wore a blazing sun.
Start the music. Just start the music.
Let's get over.
This is going to be a long one.
We only did an hour, 2 minutes.
That's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
None of it was... I mean, it was the best show.
Best show ever.
Ever.
That's what I'm going to call it. Best
Gold.
Show ever.
The Down Undertaker.
Yeah, that was...
Crikey. Powerbomb.
See, not funny anymore.
See, now you killed
it. No, but
it
was
done.
No, good.
Done.
Good.
Done.
Good.
Where it belongs. 6 feet down under. Raw, 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 raw. It's from Japan. Raw, raw, raw. Raw, 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 raw.
You stupid prick. Go back to Japan. Asshole.
Why don't you come over here and say that crap? Huh? Yeah, I'm calling your ass out.
Oh, he didn't say anything specifically about you.
Yeah, he bashed me, not you, Hump.
Oh, the gay guy over here?
Yeah.
Oh, who cares?
You're somewhere in the middle of the funny meter.
No, you're not.
Phenometer.
No, I'm not even on the spectrum.
He's out of the spectrum. He's not funny.
The gay guy, the two funny guys,
and
white
Craig.
Noise.
White
noise. Just call me white noise.
See, that's right, Derek.
See, he makes
I concur.
There.
That's a good idea.
And with his dry wit, we end it.
And I do mean white.
Aristocrat.
If it ain't white noise, it ain't right noise.
Mr. Krabs.
See you next week. Baby.
Billy.
Just like an hour. No, didn't we talk for like 20 minutes about stuff?
I need a DVD. I don't know where I put it.
Where's Carmen?
I don't know. She disappeared.
Here they are.
They're poiple.
Ooh. Poiple.
They're poiple.
Hey, poiple.
Fuji.
Fuji.
Ugh. They went to Aruba.
Iraq?
Aruba. Iraq.
Yeah, those pictures would be fun.
Yeah.
We rode camels and...
Here's me catching shrapnel.
Here's Pat opening his ass to a camel's face.